106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. For those of you who like listening to the breaks where Tanya has a really good rant, listen up because we've got one here.
I've been struggling this week because I've been feeling a little NIMBY. Been feeling,
yeah, what's going on?
I've been feeling like there's something happening in my backyard that I don't like. I want to be okay with it because I don't want to be the person who wags their finger at people acting inappropriately all the time.
So this is literally your backyard.
I live in Palliser, and last year I started to notice things happening in the stretch of land that goes from Palliser towards Cross Sea Ranch. Now, when I'm walking my dogs out there on leash, I will add, I'm not sure whether or not I should be on that landscape where I'm at. There are pathways and trails. They connect up to the bench, but it is Town of Canmore land. It's Silvertip land. So there's private property in there. But because there's no development, it's become a real recreational area for people to take walks. I've seen mountain bikers and disc golfers. Disc golfers started showing up last year. They put up a map of their little disc golf course on top of a sign that says, private property, do not enter.
They've actually created a course with like disc golf holes and that
sort
of thing?
There's an 18-hole disc golf course behind my house. Last night, I was enjoying a wonderful little walk with my two little pups. I saw a couple elk in the distance, and the sun was setting, and the birds were chirping, and the leaves were growing, and then all of a sudden, somebody's soiled underpants were in my way.
Oh, gross.
And garbage, and beer cans, and dog poo, and I was like, paradise is ruined.
So it's not so much the illegal disc golf course that you have a problem with, it's more the people who use that course and the mess they're leaving behind.
Rob, it is a never-ending flow of bros. Dudes who are totally stoked and want to play their disc golf into the backwoods and crush some cans and smoke some doobs. And you can't do that on the other disc golf courses because they are regulated. Here you have this illegal use where no one is policing it and it's out of control.
Does the town know about this course?
I don't want to be the cranky person who calls and complains and shuts it down.
So instead you talk about it publicly on the radio.
Yes, because I'm passive aggressive. That's how I roll. I want the people who are trying to enjoy that area as much as I do to show a little respect.
Yeah, for sure.
There's noise, dogs off leash, garbage. There are no washrooms there. So maybe go to the bathroom before you come.
I can't imagine there are too many like garbage disposal facilities there either, eh?
There's no garbage bins anywhere. And that's just it. I want to be okay with people enjoying the environment, but I'm not okay with people disrespecting it at the same time. And that seems to be what's happening.